Episode 1208, What If I Make It?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day. It is Wellness Wednesday, and it is time to get your heart pumping. What if you make it? Well, we're asking that question today. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, when it comes to health and wellness, you must be willing to adopt the attitude by answering this question. What if I make it? Because really, what if you do make it? It's easy to fall short of what we really want in life, especially when it comes to health and wellness. We are willing to sacrifice everything to do with our health and wellness. When we travel, it's hard to stay on track, so we accept that it's near impossible and we don't do the extra things that are needed to stay on track, right? There are the excuses we build in. Oh, well, I'm not going to be able to cook the certain way, so that's okay. I'll just take this whole week off. And as time is shortened in our day and the pressure fills the air, will I get it all done? That big question. Well, we assume now once again, and we're stuck with giving up even our good sleep. Well, today, I am going to lead by example, which I try to do all the time when I share with you all the Kisses. And I want to encourage you to do the same. This past weekend was an absolutely fabulous weekend for the girls and me. Plus, I had some time with my oldest son. But as I'm recording this, I've only been home about 20 minutes. I'm exhausted from the long weekend and the long drive. So since I had about 12 hours to think deep thoughts, which you know, I like to go deep fast, I realized how often we are focusing on what we can't do, where our failures hold us back. We're like, why even try this? I've done it like 500 times and I've been maybe successful 200 times. That's not a good record. We come up with excuses all the time. We accept our failures. And we're like, yeah, I don't think I can do it. This isn't possible. We talk ourselves into not doing things, not trying something new, not putting out our best foot forward, right? We tend to go, oh, I've made mistakes and errors and I don't want to try this again. However, today, you are going to change the perspective. And I'm joining with you. Yes, we're doing this together. So the question is, what if I make it? What if you work out every day for 10 minutes? What if you eat one healthy meal a day? What if you walk 10,000 steps every day? What if I make it? How would you feel? Yes, you would feel accomplished. You would feel successful. You would feel ready to conquer the next thing. That is how you want to lead your wellness journey. It's not about, oh gosh, what if I don't do this right? What if I fall off the wagon? What if I have a cheat meal and then I just don't get back on? What if I try to exercise and I do really, really good for like 3 days straight and then all of a sudden, well, life gets in the way and oh, we're asking the wrong question. What if I make it is the right question. Assume you're going to make it. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Assume you're going to make it. It's a perspective shift. Most of the time, what? You're assuming you're not going to make it. So already in your mind, now you're not consciously thinking this, but subconsciously you are. And you're saying, okay, I'm coming up with all these excuses. I've already got them going because I know I'm not going to make it. It's not going to happen. When you look at it from a perspective of, hey, I'm going to make it, you're beginning to see yourself making it to the next day. And you don't have to overwhelm yourself with what's next. You will know because you are doing it. What if you make it? Think about that. Does that not just give you goosebumps? How cool. So stop living amongst your failures for today. Flip the coin and live for the moment. It's biting off what you can chew, not thinking about what you can't do. You got this. You don't need to prove yourself right that you can't do something. Instead, prove yourself wrong that you can do something. What if you make it? What if you make it. Come on, you got this. So what do you need to do right now today? Do you need to load up on water? I know, you're already feeling like, oh, I'm so bloated with water, I can feel the sloshiness. No, you don't. You're going to drink one glass, okay, every hour, let's say. And that's 8 hours in a day. That's 8 glasses. You're done. Now, you can have stuff in the evening, obviously. But if you're getting older and you don't want to wake up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, well, then that's a good, you know, idea to kind of start with, a good formulation. Maybe for you, it's you need to exercise. You need to be intentional. You need to be doing something. And you're like, oh, I kind of do it hit and miss. Then tell yourself, okay, I'm committing to 10 minutes. Don't do something like 45 minutes a day. That's crazy. Start small and build. So maybe for you, you start at 10 minutes today. And if you're already going, well, I'm way out there, but I really would like to ramp it up, then guess what? Add another 15 or 20 minutes onto your workout, but not all at the same time. Pick another time in the day. Maybe it's going to be after dinner and you're going to do it right before bedtime, and then you're going to take a shower and then you're going to hit the hay. Okay? Think about what you can do to add to your wellness journey. It's not about subtracting, because we're really good at doing that. We already can tell ourselves that I can't do something. And you want to get stuck in that, and that's where you stay. And therefore, you don't grow. You don't go and lose the weight. You don't go out and tone. You don't go out and eat healthy. Maybe you are working outside the home, and a lot of times you are going out to eat, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. However, make your choices better. So don't think about, oh my gosh, I've got 3 more days left in the week. What am I going to do? No, it's make the right choice today for today. That's it. When you make that right choice, then guess what? When tomorrow comes, you're going to feel so good that you made the right choice yesterday, because it's now today. And you'll make a better choice today. And guess what? It just continues to multiply. How cool. What if you make it? That's what you want to be looking at. Prove yourself wrong that you can do something. Assume you're going to make it. You got this. Now, I know it can be challenging. I know, I've been there. I just came off of a really long trip, and guess what? I get to do it in 2 more days. You're going to hear more stories. We're back on the road again, because we have to go back up north for my oldest daughter's college graduation. And it's exciting, but oh my gosh, I'm already exhausted thinking about it. And guess what? I need to be on this wellness journey too. Guess what? It is May 2nd. Have you looked at your calendar? Guess what? Ha! Pool time is here. No excuses. Yeah, you want to ramp up your health and wellness, don't you? Yeah, you got to look good in that suit. Doesn't matter what color it is, the design it is, the style it is. No, you want to look and feel good for yourself when you look in that mirror and you're like, yeah, I'm going to go out and conquer the world because I feel good about who I am. I know that I'm doing what's right for my body. That is what counts. That's when you're being present in your life. That's when you're taking care of your body. That's when you're on your way to complete success. It's one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. I know it's tough though. So maybe you want some help with that, some accountability, maybe some structure and strategy. Click on the link, take AIM in the show notes. I'm here for you. It's a free gift. It's a coaching call with me. We can come up with a plan specific to your situation. And this will help you get through the entire summer. How cool would that be? Knowing that you've already got the summer mapped out. And then all you have to do is keep asking the question, what if I make it? What if I make it? How cool? Yes, so click on that link. I cannot wait to hear from you. Now, I know this is a little bit twisted, some may say. But if we are always focused on the negative, if we're always focused on what we can't do, then we're leaving everything out of what we can do on the table. That means you're leaving your own success and walking away from it. Now, I say that's unfair. So stop being unfair to you today. Go out and assume you're going to make it, because you're going to ask the question, what if I make it? Because you're going to make it. You are. I believe in you. So go out, go run today. Go walk that extra 10,000 steps. If you're only walking like 200 steps, go out, eat the healthy meal. I believe in you. You can make this happen. I'm joining with you. Hand in hand, let's go get it. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.